We go 91 miles down Highway 60 to Garden City, Minnesota. Kevin Papp joins us. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Matt.
Kevin is president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau and recently joined the American Farm Bureau Federation and a delegation that met with WTO folks. You were in Geneva and Brussels. Had you been to Brussels before?
I had not been to either place before. It was a great experience and certainly learned an awful lot about trade and kind of the complexities of trade.
You are chairman of the American Farm Bureau Trade Advisory Committee. What does that group do?
Well, it's a group of board of directors from the American Farm Bureau Board that advises the board on trade issues, trade agreements, different trade conversations, and we have the opportunity to travel to Geneva to meet directly with the Director General, the Director of Agriculture, the Ag Negotiations Committee, as well as sit down with trade ambassadors from nine different countries to talk about the importance of trade. And, you know, we're so fortunate here in Minnesota, in the United States, we can grow more than we can use. And we want to use that other 96% of the world's population to get our products to. So we want to make sure that we can open our market access, expand current markets, and limit those trade disruptions. So it was a great opportunity to talk face-to-face with those countries that want more of our products.
Well, it's interesting you talked about the complexity of it, because it seems we're always hearing about sanctions or violations or appeals and those kinds of threats linked to the WTO and trade. And yeah, did you understand that or learn more about what that's all about?
Well, I guess you got to kind of think about trade as a Minnesota potluck. You know, everybody's expected to bring something to the table. And you know, nobody gets everything they want in a trade agreement. They pretty much get what they can live with. And we have to remember that every country, and when we're talking about a WTO, we're talking 160 countries, everyone needs to go home and declare victory as a trade negotiator. So there is give and take, but we did everything we could to make sure that we take some of these FIDO trade barriers, these sanctions put on place just to limit that trade. And most countries want our products. Others have some real concerns.
Well, it seems that there's always retaliation, too, when you talk about not getting what you want and then, fine, we'll take this away or we won't do that, or we'll find that this product didn't meet this requirement. And there has to be a lot of politics woven in with it, too.
Absolutely. You know, we heard directly from the European Union, you know, that there's a lot of decisions that are made in that country that are not rational. They're purely political. We've got to remember that they've got a very high sensitivity of public opinion, and protest groups in the European Union have a lot of impact on those members of elected officials.
Well, and you know, from the U.S. perspective, as we enter a time of apparent, well, it is reality, lower corn and bean prices now that could be around, it's going to have to be more important for us to continue to find a home for our products.
Absolutely. We've been lucky enough to raise some wonderful crops nationwide. We've got to have uses for that, whether it's through animal agriculture, whether it's through renewable fuels here in our own communities. But we also need to have trade. We've got to have that ability to get our product to the other countries, to make it available. Otherwise, we're just plain going to have too much. Bottom line is we grow more than we can use, and we have to trade with the rest of the world to get that product on the marketplace.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp joining us this morning. He was part of a delegation that was in Geneva and Brussels with a World Trade Organization trade meeting. What about Geneva? Did you get a chance to tour? What was that like?
Well, we spent most of the time visiting with the folks. We did give one evening, got out on Lake Geneva. It's a beautiful place. I can certainly understand why many in the Middle East and places where it's way too warm in the summer would come to a beautiful place like Geneva. But our objective was to visit with as many folks as we could in our day and a half that we were there, and it was just, interesting time to understand how so many people, Geneva clearly is an international city where there is representation of everyone, not just from the trade side of it and agriculture side of it, but international things like the Red Cross and all those other international agencies seem to be located in Geneva.
What about their farming? What are they mainly producing there and in Brussels?
We didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time on the farms and see what certainly smaller farms. The thing, I guess, the take-home message is clearly the people of the European Union, their impression of U.S. agriculture is widely off, in our opinion. I mean, they really believe that all farmers in the United States are corporately controlled and that it is just one great big corporation that runs agriculture. And it was our job to explain to them, our family farms and ranches look an awful lot like your family farms.
As we go, Kevin, we talked about you being 90 miles away, Garden City, close to that Mankato area. What kind of any harvest happening there yet?
Well, I've seen one bean combine on some very early soybeans is all I've seen for activity. We've got a while to go yet. Beans are probably at least a week away, and corn has got quite a ways to go. We had that part of that killing frost like a lot of Minnesota did last Friday night. So kind of hard to tell right now with, what's mature and what's just dead because of the frost.
The growing season treat you to the point you're going to have a good crop?
Well, it wasn't our turn this year, quite honestly. We were a little wet early, and then June was wet like most of Minnesota. Then the water kind of shut off. So we're certainly blessed to have a crop, but it's certainly not going to be a bin-busting crop.
Thanks for your time, Kevin. Have a safe harvest.
All right, thank you. And let's make sure everybody remembers pretty soon that harvest equipment's going to be on the highways and the country roads. Watch out for that slower-moving machinery.
Thank you, Kevin. Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp from Garden City, part of the American Farm Bureau Trade Advisory Committee. He chairs that in their recent trip to Geneva and Brussels.